Grab your cocktail shaker, kick back, and get ready for the big fat party. Greg and his band of unintelligibles are back, mixing, drinking, reviewing, and discussing Bloody Marys and all that goes with them. My Big Fat Bloody Mary podcast, where you'll never drink alone.
Welcome to my Big Fat Bloody Mary podcast, where you will never drink alone. I'm drinking, but I'm not drinking alone. I am drinking with Mike Caucut, known for his leadership of Mr. Blink, band out of La Crosse, and a lot of other things, too, that we can't necessarily talk about. Welcome aboard, Mike.
Thank you. Nice to be here, finally.
Yeah. You have arrived.
Yeah, this is it. I think I've reached the pinnacle of my success by being here with you right now.
Yeah. I just thought of something. Mike made me possibly the best Bloody Mary I ever had some years ago. Do you know the one I'm talking about?
I do. You've told me this story before. I don't remember the whole details, but I don't know. That's quite an honor because you've had hundreds and hundreds of them.
Mike puts on an epic Christmas party every year, and luckily I get invited. So far I haven't been kicked out, but it was the night had kind of was going on, and he walked into the room I was sitting in and said, "Greg, you know, I bet nobody offers to make you a Bloody Mary, you know."
Right.
Very true. That is true. People generally don't. So he went in the kitchen and he put together, oh my God, there was a Scotch egg on top of it. It was a thing of beauty, and it was delicious.
It was late at night too, and so you don't really get a Bloody Mary past 11 p.m., but...
Yeah, I've gotten in trouble asking for that, but that's a story for another episode.
Yep, I think I had known you for 2 years since then, and had really like jumped on your Bloody Mary and listening to your podcast, and so I was experimenting on my own at that time. I don't remember the mix I used, but it had peppers in it, and you had explained to me the salted rim was something that just added a nice touch.
Yeah.
So I made sure that was in the repertoire. And then you also said there's a thing called the Garnish Wars, where you did not want to be involved in any of that. But garnishers are nice, but there's a limit to the garnish in a Bloody Mary. And I've tried to like maintain that limit. But the Scotch egg, I think it pushed it up to the line, but didn't quite go over it. I think that was nice.
Well, and you know, it's like building, you know, there has to be a corollary between the quality of the foundation and how much you can put on top of it. My pet peeve that I've talked about is the garniflage, where you take I don't like to name names, but let's say the initials Zing Zang.
Yeah.
And then you put this huge flowering bouquet of things on top of it. And
it has its plot place, you know, the...
Oh, yeah.
The, how much can you balance on this thing?
Yeah. You know. No,
but,
I...
But for, the English... I'm from England. I was born in England, so the Scotch egg is my little twist and my little culture.
It's amazing.
Yeah, and then because you have the salted rim or the whatever you have on the rim, you could take the egg and then use that rim as the salt for the egg too, which is something that
that's a symbiotic
situation. Yeah. Like the guy from The Office.
This is what I love about a Bloody Mary. Like, could you talk this much about a whiskey sour? Which I love a whiskey sour, but there isn't all those relationships.
There's such a variety. You know, there is no one good Bloody Mary. Like, this is the best Bloody Mary because some people like spice more than others. You know, some people you're all right and you're all wrong.
Yeah, it's like making love. You can't do it the same with every person. You know, you have to personalize. Anyway, we have already begun to digress. So I know I think this episode is going to be more fun than most. So we might let it run a little longer.
Sure.
We got a lot of cool stuff. So last week I was with Lynn Miller. She sang Buddy Holly's song kind of in honor of Bloody Buddy, which was the mix that we reviewed last week.
Day of the Music Died last week.
Right. So I thought it was apropos. This week, we're reviewing a product I'm pretty excited about. And I'll confess I've already been kind of sampling it through the week and tweaking how I drink it. But the company is Ai Chihuahua's Specialty Products. So they make a Bloody Mary mix, and it's a powdered mix, which is a whole, you know, area that some people have figured out and some people haven't. They also make a couple of seasonings, and we're going to play around with those a little bit, too. They're called Hurricane Dust, and they've got a Category 4 and a Category 5. If you go to the website, My Big Fat Bloody Mary, you can see some photos. They've got a cartoon character of a, I don't know, what is that animal, Mike?
Some sort of fish, right? Am I thinking it's a fish?
It's got fangs and ears, though.
Maybe a bat?
Its eyes are popping out of its head and flames are coming out of its mouth. I'm a little intimidated. But so that's what we're going to do. The company, I'll just read a little bit of background from their website. Their story began from a desire to have a product that was delicious to enjoy on just about everything. They had looked far and wide for a product like this with no veil, so they set out to create their own perfect seasoning. Now, this is the hallmark of a good product, usually. It's a good backstory. Like, there was a problem, and they created this to correct it, you know. So they used their different backgrounds and experiences in cooking to achieve what they thought is the perfect seasoning. I think they started with the seasonings and then moved to the Bloody Mary. But one thing that they're very proud of and I respect is that there is zero salt in any of these. You think about a can of tomato juice or a Clamato, you got enough salt already.
True, yeah.
You know, it's like bringing sand to the beach with salt in there. Yeah. They use habanero instead of cayenne, which cayenne is kind of the default.
Habanero is a little spicier than cayenne, though, isn't it?
A little bit. It's a different kind of spice, too. I feel like cayenne is a little more tip of the tongue. So that's their preference. So what they have come up with is an aromatic blend of smoked paprika with garlic, onion, and parsley blended together so beautifully. They feel like it was an absolute must to use all those things. So
sounds a little Cajun with a hurricane name on that one spice. And
yeah.
Hurricane Dust.
Yes.
So I would imagine it's a Louisiana type of flavor.
Yep. Boy, you kind of nailed that, because the next line on their website is, thus how Latin and Cajun became one. So this is a blend of Latin and Cajun flavors. Yeah.
I bet the habanero is the Latin part, maybe. Replacing the cayenne of the Cajun.
Yeah,
and so they maybe that's the mix.
This is why I bring people on, you know. I probably wouldn't have thought of that.
And the hurricane, you know, there's that's the spot.
Yeah, well, so we've got the seasoning, we've got the Bloody Mary mix, and I've whipped up, actually I made the mix in two forms, one with tomato juice and one with Clamato. And so we'll taste both of those. Then I've made up some egg salad that I put on buttered toast, and I thought we could put some of the seasonings on that. And I also made a sour cream dip with the Category 4 that I just mixed in. A little bit of lemon juice, and I did add some salt because sour cream doesn't have salt. So we can try that with our pretzel chips and just to kind of get started. Mike, you want to help yourself?
Sure. Which one are we doing first?
Let's try the
Category 4.
And then we'll move to 5. You go ahead, load yours up. They do have a nice amount of spice, so.
All right.
They say you can put it on anything, but I just didn't think ice cream would quite have the same impact.
Yeah, Category 4.
Mm-hmm. Definitely some heat. Kind of goes up into your nasal cavity.
Yeah, a little bit.
I might sneeze a little bit.
Definitely the smoked paprika.
Yeah.
Prevalent.
Definitely taste that, yep. Ooh, yeah. It's a nice spice. Complex.
Habanero.
There's some garlic there. It's not like beat me over the head. Yeah. You want to try one with the Category 5?
Yeah, I do. Yeah. Because I like spice. But I'll probably put more on.
Yeah.
It seemed like it needed
a little more. Oh, nice. See, now this is why Lynn isn't here. This might just scare her out.
Category 5.
Man, that's really good too. It's not melting my face off. That's really tasty. And yeah,
it definitely has some spice and tingling on my
tongue. It hangs
tongue.
There. Yeah, I like it. Well, we've got some other snacks we can do too throughout, you know, if you want to partake of any of that and comment. But I'm kind of, I haven't had a drink yet, Mike. So I'm,
that's aside what I'm here from, for.
My hands are trembling yeah. and, you know, my mouth is starting to get dry.
Enough of the garnish. Let's get to the drink.
So we're going to do what we normally do, and that is to try it without vodka, just straight as it is. And I mixed this up. You know, there's herbs and spices in this mix that I thought, if you make it up in advance, they might have a little more time to steep into the tomato juice. But the instructions just say, go ahead, mix it up, you know, add vodka, and it's ready to go. And I've tried it that way, and it's a valid way to go. But I think this way might just give it a little more depth.
Tomato juice?
This is the one with tomato juice, yeah. I have the. Right. We'll do the Clamato next.
And just no vodka.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm going to confess something, Mike. I've been experimenting with this mix all week. I've been drinking all week, basically, enjoying this mix. But when I followed the instructions right on the package to the letter, it was too spicy for me. It was pretty intense. So I played around with it a little bit, and I backed down just a bit. What you're having is actually 1 teaspoon per 16 ounces instead of a tablespoon. Now, I don't know about you, but I feel like this has got
it's got some kick. Heat and kick, yep.
Yeah.
Let's not overpower someone.
Right.
It's not going to be like, you know,
yep.
Burning, my mouth's burning.
Yeah.
But it definitely fills up the mouth more so than just the egg salad with the stuff on top.
Right, yes. And one of the nice things about a powdered mix, well, there's a lot of nice things. They're shelf stable. You can take them in an airplane. You can travel with them. But you can kind of meter it out. You know, if you buy a bottled mix, it kind of is what it is, unless you want to go adding other stuff, which seems, you know. Yeah. So, you know, if you want it, if you really like it hot, really intense, you know, you can go more. But this is kind of where I personally like it. You know what we're missing, though, Mike?
The beer chaser, yeah.
Yeah. Mike, you're from Wisconsin, aren't you?
Yes. Born in England, but raised in Wisconsin.
Yeah. So I'll pour you a little here.
The high life.
Yeah. So I knew this mix was a little bit hotter than a lot we've had lately. So I thought a lighter, you know, like a lager, a macro beer, Miller High Life, just to clear that palate and kind of refresh. So that's the chaser I've chosen.
Miller High Life.
Yeah. Mm.
That tastes like Wisconsin.
It does. It really does.
You know, my parents ran a bar, and that tastes like their bar. You know, the taps, the, you know.
Or one of those high school parties where somebody hauls a quarter barrel to a quarry or whatever. Yeah. So this, I would call this mix very herbaceous, very hearty. You know, it's a real hearty bunch of flavors, I think. What's your first impression?
Yeah, I don't know what herbaceous means, but I'll go with you on that one.
A lot of herbs.
Herbies.
Herbaceous.
Yeah. I'm missing the vodka, but I'll try and get over that.
Yeah, I've got you covered. I've got the house wrecker 1.75.
I like the versatility that a dry mix would give you, and because you could add more. Like if it wasn't hot enough, I could actually just sprinkle in some more on top.
Yeah, and actually feel free.
Mix it with some salt.
We have it.
Made it go really,
if you want.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I see we've both finished, and I drank mine fast so I could get to the vodka quicker.
Okay.
So, let's try it with the vodka. Mike's going to play a little song for us a little later, too, so, you know, don't go away before the end of this. There we go. I'm going to go ahead and take advantage of this shaker. Wow, these are not sound effects. This is an actual cocktail shaker.
That sounded good.
Making these sounds. Yeah, you have to mix properly. It helps chill, and it helps make it a homogeneous cocktail. Some mixes are not that much different when you add vodka. This one really does change. It gets like smoother. I mean, it's still got the spice. you know.
Yeah, it is better.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, some are better on their own. We had one 2 weeks ago that you added vodka and it went, it's not as good. But this one kind of opens up the flavors and, damn, that's really good.
I like the way you have set up the egg and the bacon on the side. It's like a deconstructed garnish.
Oh, yeah. That's a good way to put it, yeah. I mean, I could have stacked it all on top.
It gets in the way of the actual drinking of it when you got celery sticking in your eye. And
You really need a straw to get at some of those. Right. And, we've talked about this before, but I'm not a huge straw guy. I prefer to use, as you see, a very large cube. Yeah. So you don't get these little shards of ice coming into your mouth.
Right.
And you kind of hold that thing back and get a good pull. And especially if you're using a rim salt, which we're not. Sure. I thought about using the...
I think the Bloody Marys, the rims, or even the hurricane dust.
The hurricane dust. That might be a little intense, but you can do it.
That'd make your lips tingle. Yeah, sometimes that's what you want, though.
Well, having finished the tomato juice version, shall we move on to the Clamato?
Yeah, let's do it.
Same deal.
I did like the vodka one better, just so
I did
for
too.
Keeping track.
Oh, yeah, we are keeping track, you know. And this, we can always, if as a listener, you can refer to the show notes on mybigfatbloodymary.com. I write out kind of a summary of what we... came up with, and we'll put links in there to the website so you can go visit them and probably order a product if you like. And so check out mybigfatbloodymary.com. And while I'm on the subject, follow us on Facebook and Instagram too. Just My Big Fat Bloody Mary. You can't miss us. So let's try, this is some of the Ai Chihuahua.
Okay, just a little of that.
Mixed with Clamato. And we're going to do it just straight with no vodka first.
It's been a few minutes since I've drank anything, and I can still feel the spice on my tongue.
Yeah, there's still a tingle for me, too.
If I breathe in my mouth, it goes everywhere.
So, did you give that a try?
I have, yes.
This is Clamato instead of tomato juice.
Sweeter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the Clamato brings the sweet.
Yeah.
I feel like it's less spicy, too, even though it's the exact same ratio.
Yeah, maybe the sweet is over...
it could be.
...powering some of the spice.
Yeah. Definitely still has that very herb-forward flavor. I picked up some Mexican oregano flavor in the... I asked the owner about it, and he said, yeah, indeed, that is in there. So there is a little bit of that flavor, which, you know, Mexican oregano is different than a traditional oregano.
Right. Yeah, I can definitely taste the garlic... Maybe even some of the parsley coming through, too.
Yeah.
That gives it a lot of herbaceousness, as you would say.
I would. You ready for some vodka there, Mike?
Sure. I'm sure it'll improve it.
I didn't think I'd get a no on that question. Are you going to go a full glass?
Well,
it's our last one.
Okay.
Really, you could.
Oh,
so
that's
I'll
right.
Give
I don't
you
have to slam it then.
A commensurate amount of vodka. Let me see how you're looking there. I like to go about a third of the glass.
There
that's me.
Go.
I try to get the glubbing sound, you know, on the mic when I'm pouring. So now we've got the Ai Chihuahua mixed with Clamato and vodka. I don't find it markedly different than without the vodka.
You're
do
right.
you?
No. I think the sweetness of the Clamato is overtaking some of it.
I think so, too. I guess I would probably vote tomato juice for the best outcome, personally. What do you think?
Well, I think you're right, because a lot of Cajun cooking has a tomato base to it. You know, with jambalaya, it's the trinity of peppers and onions and celery, but then there's also that tomato-ness of it.
The base, yeah. Yeah, I feel like the tomato juice brings out more of, you know, like that Mexican oregano flavor.
Yeah, you're right.
Again, whereas this kind of contains it a little
bit.
Right. And the vodka doesn't, I don't think, changes it a whole lot.
But it did with the other one.
It did.
Huh.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
I've done so many of these. I like doing those different methods. General overview, Mike, on this mix.
On the mix, on the whole mix together.
Just from
one. I agree with you. It has to have the tomato juice to complement it. Do I have to rate it like a number or just?
No, we don't do that anymore. No, we use more subjective terms. This is an essay exam.
Yeah. It's interesting how the differences of the tomato juice, with vodka, and then the Clamato juice affected the mix itself.
I'm impressed with it.
I like the Bloody Mary mix, and I like the Hurricane Dust.
Yeah.
I'm wondering if you can put Hurricane Dust over your Bloody Mary? I'm going to try it.
Oh, yeah, there we go. Born to be wild.
See there?
Well, if you're doing it, then I have to do it.
Yeah, well, sure.
All my friends are doing it.
I was doing it. Just give it a little extra kick.
This is going to
be... A little habanero.
Holy cow. It looks intimidating. Hi, Chihuahua!
Hi, Chihuahua!
Sorry, I don't get out a whole lot. I found this guitar sitting here, Mike. I was going to hand it over to you and see if you might want to play us a song.
Hi, Chihuahua, yeah.
Hey, good luck following that.
Yeah, I know. Well, I wanted this one in memory of the great Johnny Fever. Oh. Baby, have you ever wondered whatever came of me? I'm living on the air in Cincinnati. Cincinnati, WKRP. I got tired of packing and unpacking. Turn to town, up and down the dial. Maybe you and me were never meant to be. Baby, think of me once in a while. I'm at WKRP in Cincinnati.
Wow.
Johnny Fever. That was such a cool show.
Rest in peace. Yeah. That was a great, thank you. Man, what a great throwback. I used to love that show.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I don't think I've heard that theme song in quite some time.
Why would you?
Why would you? God. I want to mention, too, I like to shamelessly plug things. And, Mike, I'm going to invite you to do some plugging, too. But I still have some of these T-shirts. You know the ones I'm talking about?
With the Johnny Cash?
The likeness. Well, you know, for copyright reasons, it's Johnny Nash. But, it's from that iconic photo of him flipping the bird. Yeah. But I took some artistic license and transposed a Bloody Mary instead of that middle finger. People like it. Anyway, I've got, maybe a dozen of these left in a few sizes. But if you go to My Big Fat Bloody Mary, or even if you just Google My Big Fat Bloody Mary T-shirt or whatever, there's still a few of those out there. So if you'd like one of those, go check it out. So we're in the part where we're plugging. Mike, anything you want to plug? You got any projects or drugs or something?
Yeah, we got a new CD we're working on for Mr. Blink. It'll be our fourth one. Mm-hmm. So that'll probably be coming out this year sometime.
Yeah. How might people find you to keep an eye on
you? MrBlink.com, Facebook, you can search YouTube. There's some stuff out there on us. And
cool.
Apple Music. We're getting our music off Spotify, though. Fuck that guy.
Well, good. Thank you, Mike. And I'm going to post a picture of these canisters and one of the ingredients, which I'm pretty impressed with. You know, some of these mixes have some real funky stuff in it, but this is a pretty solid list of ingredients. So let's wrap it up. Thanks again, Mike. I love that song, and I appreciate all your thoughts on this mix. Next week, we're going to do a mix called Eastern Shore, and Lynn Miller will be back. I know she's a tough act for you to follow.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, she's probably going to up her game a little bit more after hearing this episode. So, be sure to tune in next week. And why drink alone, when you can drink with us?
That's good advice.